Hey, good morning, Sean. Thanks again for taking the time to meet with me this morning. As I mentioned on the phone, we've got some pretty groundbreaking technology working with dealerships across the country right now and helping them drive success on their internet side of the house. And so there's three key areas we focus on, one being speed of that initial response. With iPhones, Androids, and Blackberries, etc., folks expect a very fast response when they're asking the all too important question of how much for that car. Second is the quality of that response. They're expecting a full answer. You've got a quick quote on your homepage, maybe to your dealerships, and the very question needs to be answered for the consumer. And then thirdly, as you know, most of these new car buyers are typically 2, 3 months out before they're ready to actually sign a check. So you need very stringent professional follow-up to ensure that they're going to buy at a Germain store at the end of the day. So those are the three areas we focus on. Before I jump in and give you a demo on the product, I'd like to just get a sense of how you're structured here to handle the internet side of your business. Okay, so you've got ISM set up, great. And how were sales last month? How'd they end up doing at the BMW store, I guess? Great, okay. 20 stores, 20 sales, I should say. That's pretty healthy. All right, is there anything you think they do fairly well at the BMW store? All right, and what do you think they probably could use some help with? Where are their gaps, so to speak? All right, well, let me go through the product. I think you're going to see there's probably some aspects of our technology that are really going to help close those gaps and most importantly, help you drive incremental sales on an ongoing basis. So with that, let's get started. Won't spend a lot of time on this. I mean, please know that we're working with hundreds and hundreds of dealerships across the country and serving them well. You can go online to our site, sizable dealer groups, seeing significant upticks in sales. So, love nothing more than deliver same strong success at your dealerships. And we're getting some good buzz in the press. January issue of Auto Dealer Monthly was pretty strong, touted as one of the top technologies dealerships should be taking advantage of. So, enough with the fluff, so to speak. All right, so where do we come into play? How do we help your dealerships? Well, as you know, when folks realize that, let's say that BMW 3 Series is the car for them, that's absolutely the car they want after seeing a terrific commercial or some form of advertising, what do they typically do? That's right, they go on and they decide where it is they're going to spend that hard-earned cash. And so, typical consumers going to a few dealerships and seeing if they will earn their business. And so what we're focused on with this technology is making sure their Germain store stands far and above the crowd. And so we'll let one of your competitors deal with ISP spam filters and cherry picking at the rep level. We'll let your other competitor deal with the fact that it is busy at a dealership. There's test drives, there's getting folks through finance. Here in the Ohio area, sometimes they're shoveling snow, days off, all those things. And any good ISM will typically gravitate towards the customers that want to talk with them. And so what we do is we take all that away. And now with the technology in place, you're able to win every time, not just because of that speed and ensuring every single lead is getting a very rapid response, but because what goes out blows the customer's mind. We're talking consistent professionalism every single time. And I know, Sean, that you pride the Germain Group in exactly that. You've told me such. So within minutes, this consumer, as you're seeing there on the right, is going to get a full-blown price quote on the exact car they asked about. So we'll go through the details of that, but they're going to get a price range on the car they're most interested in. And then I'll walk you through how the follow-up technology works as well. You mentioned to me that your folks had closed and sold 20 units last month, so I can do reverse math with the best of them. Sounds like you're doing about a 12% close rate. And what we want to do is try to take that even higher. via some very good follow-up technology. All right, so there's three pieces to the product suite. The first is the smart quote. That's what's going out to the consumer all the time in just minutes. And then what's interesting is we're able to even track the phone call and email back and forth between the consumer and your ISMs, and even flip on the smart follow technology when we see that the break in communication, when the real-time phone call and email activity actually starts to cease. And I'll get into the particulars on that in a few minutes. And then lastly, we've got some phenomenal reporting, because at the end of the day, reporting like real-time phone call, email tracking, and response times and the like is what you need to have the best sales force in the market. And that's the third piece where it all comes together. We're really going to do everything we can with powerful analytics to ensure that is the case. All right, so I'm going to give you a high-level overview of how our system plugs in at your stores, and then we'll do a deep dive on SmartQuote, SmartFollow, and SmartFax. Does that sound good? Okay. So as you already have, leads will continue to come into each of your stores. You know, JermaineBMW.com, YourCars.com, third-party leads, etc. And so as those are coming in, our system is tied in with three key systems at your dealership. The first is your regional vehicle locator. And this is important because we're going to take you into the world of not just being limited to the inventory you have on your lot. Now we'll be able to quote based on, say, the 2,000 BMWs in this region versus just the 150 on the Germain BMW lot. Make sense? Secondly, we will tie in with your used car feed, because of course we want to answer all your used car leads with the same very rapid response, but you'll see we're also going to include pre-owned options even in a new car quote. Good profit margins there, and so that's an important aspect. And last, we integrate with every major CRM. And I think this is really key, because as you've explained to me, your ISMs are very, very accustomed to the CRM here. They've been using it for quite a while now. It's ingrained, so to speak, and that's going to continue to be the case. So what's really unique about the technology is the quote that went to the consumer in just minutes is actually going to be right in the lead, right in the CRM. The rep's going to be able, with one click, to see the quote that already went to the customer, and they'll be able to do that right from the lead in your CRM. So it's going to be very seamless, if you will, rapid adoption right here. All right, so that's high level how we plug in. Any questions? All right, so let's move on into deep dive. We'll start with SmartQuote. So obviously, you know the importance of speed. You've already explained to me that that's a crucial metric for your dealerships, and so we're only going to exponentially improve that for you. And so what you're seeing on the right here is what would be a consistent professional quote every single time. And the consumer is going to get a conservative, comfortable, generously equipped version of the car they're interested in. So if they're interested in a trim level specific car, we'll use option code variations. If they're just asking for a particular model, well, we're going to use different trim levels. And in that case, always including the base level, just to use a bigger hook to get them into your showroom fast. Okay, and we'll go through the wealth of information and sort of next steps that the consumer is led to. So what happens first is there's an intro email. This is to let the consumer know we've received their request, and your ISMs are prepared a full-blown quote on the car they're asking about. And so they would click on the intro email, see the quote on the right-hand side, and I'm just going to zoom in on aspects of the quote so you get a sense of the power of this thing. So as you can see at the top, with a click, they can share this with their significant other, right, another decision maker in the house, or friends. They can even share with their Facebook friends. So that's pretty strong. And then if they're showing how eager they are toward purchasing this car, they can even, quote unquote, reserve the vehicle. And I'll show you how that will instantly, in the CRM, let the rep as well as the GM know that this is a consumer that's ready to go to that level. Again, trying to propel the sale in as many ways as possible throughout the quote. As we move down this portion, you'll see that, of course, they're going to see MSRP, slash invoice, but also any sales that might be going on, your pricing, manufacturer rebates, incentives, those would be in the quote as well. And then they see the price, obviously, for the car highlighted on this particular version of the car, in this case, the sort of comfortable equipped car. Finance payment options, lease payment options can be included. On the left, the all too important, miles per gallon these days. And then I'll go through the details of how they can even take it a step further and see some added granularity on the car. So you'll notice the tabs just below the car. This is really where it goes to a whole new level. Think of it as a full-blown brochure on this car of their dreams. So, looking at a used car example, they could even go see what I would refer to as an online window sticker. Thanks to VinExplode, not only will they be able to see the comments that are included in your feed, but really tight professional window sticker, for lack of a term. Safety information, very important these days. So the consumer may have a lot of interest in this aspect. If your car was priced great comparatively to vehicles over the past month via sales in the market, a true car report would appear. Now, if the car wasn't priced great comparatively, this tab wouldn't even appear. So there's really nothing but benefit if this tab were to appear. Multi-photos. Right in the quote, they're going to be able to see all the multiple photos, facets of this car, again, accelerating the sale. And then stock video on the vehicle as well. So I would say that there's probably not any questions the consumer could really have left after receiving a quote like this. Would you agree? Great. Of course, I mentioned earlier how we're always going to include pre-owned vehicles in the quote. There is a tab right at the top where the consumer could click pre-owned alternatives. And they would see up to four closest matching vehicles right from your inventory. Right, so we're giving them every carrot imaginable to get them engaged with the rep, let them know without any shadow of a doubt that this store, Germain BMW, is by all means the place to buy. And then just look at the calls to action. Right, again, accelerate the sale. So quickly they can look at buyer benefits, they could print this out, to bring it in or share it with their significant other. They could click to schedule a test drive, right? Click to get pre-approved on credit. Click to get a trade-in appraisal on the car. All right from within the quote. You'll notice the sort of business card signature of your sales associates would be appearing in each quote. You said that you round robin leads, so we would literally have the rep that this lead was assigned to, their mini business card appearing at the bottom of the quote. Obviously contact info, but they could click the chat. You mentioned this store you're actually working with chat already. I think you said active engage, so they would be able to jump right into that. They could click the call. They click, enter the phone number they're at, boom, their phone starts dialing and they're connected with the rep. Simple click overs to your social networking. I know you're very involved in that, and we want to proudly display that, so you're potential buyer knows this is a class act dealership. And then of course, if you wanted to include your positive dealer rater testimonials link, we could do that as well. Google Maps, click for direction, hours of operations. Again, this quote is screaming, we are the dealership to buy at, and we are ready, standing by to serve you. And so, Sean, do you think it's fair to say that your ISMs couldn't possibly do a quote like that in 15 minutes or less? Right. Yeah, I agree with you. It's probably more like 30 minutes, maybe longer. So let's just look at it this way. Let's assume that they were supermen, superwomen, and they could do it in 15 minutes. Your reps are handling 100 leads. 15 minutes times 100 leads of this type of manual work is actually 25 more selling hours your reps are going to get back. Think of it as, 2 or 3 days of more selling time each month. I would venture to say that if you had 2 or 3 more days in each month, you'd sell more cars, right? Great. Any questions on the quote, on the new car quote aspect that I just went through? This is the back end tool. You had asked about how you are able to sort of price your cars and also take advantage of this regional inventory, making the consumer understand that you could put them in any one of the 2,000 cars in the DMA. Well, this back end tool allows you and your key managers to quickly click a particular car, model in this case I'm showing you, and then enter a plus or minus dollar amount or a plus or minus percentage amount under or over the MSRP or the invoice, right? All of that core model, trim level variation, dealer invoice, MSRP price, all that information is already preloaded for you and actually synced each week. All you're doing is putting in your pricing specials. Yes, you can actually do it at the trim level too. So you're seeing an example here on the screen on the 1836 here, where they went a little bit more aggressive on that particular trim level. Maybe they needed to move some off their lot. Vice versa, you can look down at the Land Cruiser 6156 example. That's an example where they were less aggressive. Hard to come by inventory. So you can go either way on this front. Obviously, you want to price your vehicles intelligently, use sort of velocity pricing. You really want to make sure the price that goes out in these quotes is the price that is competitive, right? You don't want to send something out that is way off the mark and sort of push a consumer away. So pricing is going to be key. Make sure we get you and your right managers trained on this tool and using it each week as you're working the internet front. Rebates and incentives are going to be entered the same way. So you would go in and enter, that 2,500 off cash back sort of incentive or even an APR incentive. No, we don't do this for you, but we only thing we can offer is what I'd call a backup fee. Truly a backup. The feeds we get are basically anywhere from 2 to 5 days behind when an OEM might notify a dealer principal or GM. So we're sort of getting the public feeds, if you will. And so, yeah, you're going to want to put these incentives in. That's crucial selling time. It could be anywhere from a week of the month. So this is really if you're sick or you were on vacation or someone forgot this backup. Okay. And then you've got items like the leasing. I'll just give you another example of how, say, a leasing special could be entered. There's two options. One, you could just enter in the monthly payment that you want to offer on that particular car, along with any additional details. The alternative is you could just enter in, like the money factor and residual, and let the software calculate the monthly payment to appear in the quote. Okay. So that was the management tool. Now there is your Salesforce tool. So every rep here at the store will not only have a web tool on their computer, they'll also have that on their web-enabled phone. And so, they're dealing with the phone up, whether it's here in the store or out when they're doing a test drive or on a weekend, late evening, or you're doing a live chat with someone. And, very quickly they can pull up this page using some simple pull-down menus, select their own name from the ISM rep field, and then just enter the consumer name and email address. And so, I'd call it probably within 30 seconds, they could send that same type of full-blown quote to a phone up, right? So they'd hit submit, and boom, not only does it send the quote, it also adds it as a new lead into the CRM. We're also ensuring that you have a similar ability for your consumers, right? So I know you have a quick quote form on most of your sites. I noticed, two of the stores didn't. We can give them a quick quote form right off the shelf with our product. Again, sends the quote like you've already seen, and we'll put it as a new lead right into the CRM. And then the other thing we have coming shortly is a Facebook quick quote. So on your Facebook page, you'll have a quick quote form there as well. Right, right. Why not generate leads from Facebook? You know, you put a lot of time and effort into it. We don't want to make it difficult for those consumers to have to go figure out how to get information. QuickQuote will be right there. And again, this is, you know, when your rep hits submit or the consumer hits submit, that's going to go as a lead right back into the CRM. Okay, just a pre-owned quote. Think of it as, centering, focusing on the exact used car the consumer had seen. It's kind of call it, kind of the third-party site lottery. Let's say they were on cars.com, they were checking out the 2,231 used 3 Series BMWs in the market, and Jermaine won the lottery. They saw that, Jermaine's 3 Series. So when they get back the quote, it's going to have that car, 3 other pre-owns, closest matching pre-owns, just like it, and that's really going to propel the consumer to want to stop at your dealership first, right? If you've got 4 of the exact car they are looking for, just the efficiency of stopping at Jermaine first makes sense. And we're even going to show them a new car upsell, a new car alternative as well. And so you can see, as I described earlier, kind of that online window sticker using the VinExplode, giving them a really professional look at that car, not just what's in the comments filled to your feed. You know, the wealth of information via the tabs underneath the car, safety information, photos, etc. But you'll notice that we'll also have a Carfax link there. I know that you're doing Carfax reports at your dealership, so we'll tie in with that so they can click over and see the Carfax report for that car as well. Same, really prominent calls to action, share the quote with friends, reserve the vehicle, schedule a test drive, all right there with a click away. So any questions on that one? Okay, please note that we're gonna get into Smart Follow in a second, but we do not Smart Follow pre-owned leads. With the sort of rapid turnaround on a pre-owned lead, typical consumer purchasing a used car in days, if that, we really don't focus on Smart Follow for pre-owned. It's just too short a cycle, and your reps really need to work that lead aggressively, because the consumer more than likely be in a car within a few days. Okay. In minutes, every single time, your potential buyers, soon to be buyers thanks to SmartQuote, are hands down coming to your store. You've won in that moment of truth. And really the only time you wouldn't see that kind of full-blown quote go out in just minutes would be if there was some sort of CRM outage here. CRM outage, something's down with the system. Okay, any questions on the quote? I'm going to jump over to Smart Follow next, but I want to make sure you don't have any questions on this. Okay. So Smart Follow. Again, you told me when we got started, your team here sold 20 vehicles last month, and it's 2 guys and doing roughly 12% close rate. So think of it as roughly 9 out of 10 people they engage with do not buy a car at Jermaine BMW. And that's the pool, the strong potential pool. We want to get back into this store. We don't want those 9 out of 10 people going down the street. So what I'm going to walk you through is how we can have Smart Follow kick in whenever we see a breakdown in phone call or email activity. All right, so our system is able to monitor real-time phone call email tracking, not just what a rep sort of checks in the CRM, literally the actual calls. And if there's 72 hours of no activity, inbound or outbound, with a particular consumer, Smart Follow would automatically kick on, right? Maximizing ROI on every lead every single time. And then what's really unique is that consumer is going to be able, for lack of a term, self-serve via web interface, even if the rep isn't here, even if the dealership's closed, 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday or 7 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday. So let me walk you through how that works. So first, the consumer is going to get a very simple, straightforward, quick-to-digest email. All right, so to just cut to the chase, hey, Carol, you asked me for information, you know, in this case, we're showing you how Carol would get this email. And, you know, we just want to know where you're at. The average consumer's guard comes way down, and they think, oh, they're, you know, just one click, and I can let the rep know where I'm at. And so, in this case, Carol received a quote 2 weeks ago. She had a healthy dialogue with the rep, and on the 11th day, 72 hours ago, Carol wouldn't engage with the rep anymore. We're just trying to find out where she's at. So what she thinks, it's a one click and done, but what actually happens, in this case, I'll show you, if she clicked yes, I'm still interested, a web page pops up. And so Carol doesn't have to wait to talk to the rep. She can just take it a little bit further with another click or two and let us know what's delaying her. So maybe she clicks no when asked how if she's been satisfied to date. And maybe it's just simply a personality of the sales rep consumer aspect. She just needs to talk to someone different. Well, if she were to indicate that, instantly to the CRM, right to the rep with a CC to the GM, they're notified that someone else needs to give Carol a call, right? It's more than likely she needs to work with someone else. There's that personality of sales aspect. Let's go through another scenario. Let's say Carol says no, right? She's thinking no, but the system, again, is going to go into a why mode. So web page pops up and says, hey, Carol, are you by any chance looking at a different model? You know, were you in here looking at the 3 Series and then quickly realized that X5 is the car of your dreams? Because there'll be room for the dog and things of that nature. So again, 7 a.m. on a Saturday, Carol could be indicating that she's actually looking at a different car. Instantly notifying the rep and CCing the GM and the CRM. And, you know, Carol can then quickly get another quote without Jimmy calling her time and time again on the 3 Series. Jimmy can say, hey, Carol, here's an X5 quote, using that send a quote tool. And they're off to the races. They can schedule a test drive at any time, simple 7-day pull-down menu. Again, instant notification to CRM, also to the GM. They can see the latest incentives at any time. You know, maybe Carol was waiting for a tax refund and all of a sudden there's $2,500 cash back. Well, she might be ready to go. And it's always one click to talk to the rep, one click to do a test drive, always accelerating the sale. So that was the email follow-up side of it. The other aspect of our smart follow is web-based follow-up. So you've probably heard of retargeting. Right, people visit your dealer's website and you sort of follow them and say, Germain BMW is a great place to buy. Well, we have developed hyper-retargeting. So because we know exactly what car Carol really wants, and you've already quoted her with that, we're going to talk to Carol about that exact car as she continues her travels on the web after receiving your quote. So let me show you how this works. It's pretty phenomenal. So Carol gets the beautiful quote on the car from you. Carol then surfs the web. She's just visiting sites, you know, I don't know, CNN, yeah, what? She travels throughout the web. Well, what she's gonna see as she does that is an ad showing the exact car she had in her quote. That exact image that was in her quote will be appearing in this ad saying, hey, Germain BMW has your car, and accelerating her, pushing her to drive the car, to get in the seat. So, you know, with one click on these different sizes ads, different types of ads, Carol can use, again, a 7-day pull down and schedule a test drive like that. Now, the beauty of this, whether it be from the email follow-up or whether it be from the web follow-up, the hyper-retargeting, your rep, the corresponding rep, and the GM are each instantly going to be notified when someone engages, right? When we've got one of those 9 out of 10 consumers they had not yet sold, that had shut down, we get them back. And so this is an example of how a notification would look in your CRM. So the only question I have for you, you know, that rep may very well be off. You might be dealing, you know, at an auction that day. Who else here at the store should get notified on those hot reactivation notices? Right, because we need someone to jump on them fast. If that customer went dark for a couple weeks and all of a sudden they're saying, standing with their hand wide up. I'm ready to go. Who else can we notify here so we can get a call to them right away? All right, your GSM. Good, good. All right, so we'll make sure we capture that, get them loaded in the system. All right, so here's the really nice part. Weekly and month-to-date reports coming to you every Monday. So you're going to be able to see month-to-date, who did we get back from the abyss? Let me see those 9 out of 10 customers I had lost and SmartFollow had pulled back into my store for me. Really unique aspect of this. Check out the third column from the right. You're going to see people like Annette, 167 days out, right? SmartFollow cultivating that cold lead. And when she was ready to go, she bought here. We got her back here to the store to engage versus letting her go down the street. You know, Perez at 81 days, Curry at 22 days. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you know is powerful. You told me earlier that you have this fear that that's a big gap for your ISMs, that they really focus more first, you know, week two for sure, maybe first month, but never beyond that. And so now you've got a powerful safety net to maximize ROI on all those leads you're pulling into the store. When we put this leaderboard in front of them and they start living up to your standards. Does that work? All right, so let me email that file to you right now. And if you could, while you're checking to make sure that came in, could you go ahead and schedule a day and time over the coming week with your ISMs where you're going to sort of share the policy with them and actually have each of them sign it? Again, because if you do that, they're going to be well situated for when we flip this on, probably the following week, and they'll know the standards of excellence you're expecting when this leaderboard starts appearing. Perfect. Thanks, Sean. All right, so I also want to show you how we do that real-time phone call and email tracking. Obviously, a rep in a CRM could just check a box and say, yes, I called that person. But what we want to know is, you know, first of all, did the call really happen? Second, how long was it? Was it a healthy call? And thirdly, we really want to make sure that we kick on SmartFollow when the phone call and email activity is stopped. We don't want the rep staff to remember to do it. This would just happen automatically. So in your primary phone field of the CRM, the reps are going to now see a customer extension for the customer versus their real phone number. All right, so we're going to set up a local tracking number, a local telephone number that will be a standard number for all of your internet leads. And so what the rep would do is speed dial that number, that local number, and then it would say, please enter the customer extension. And that's where they would enter this number, and they would simply be passed through to the customer's real number. All right, it's a seamless, it's kind of like a who's calling pass through. Make sense? Okay. Yes, the real phone call, phone number, and email address is actually down in the notes field. So if you're going to need that for service after a sale or something like that. But you'll see even in the notes field, we put that same dedicated local number, in this case 408-649-7014, California dealer, and the customer extension. So the rep just dials that pass-through number, even tells them, use this number when calling. And then if they want to see, because they're going to absolutely want to do this, the smart quote that already went to the customer, right? So their quote will have gone to the customer in minutes, your rep will be calling them in less than 30, and their rep will have the smart quote opened in front of them so they can answer questions and lock in the test drive. And their rep will also have the ability to pause SmartFollow, right? Because if someone does engage, those 10-12% of leads that do close very quickly, your rep can pause those so they can say, don't SmartFollow this particular customer because they're coming in tomorrow to sign paperwork. Again, this is focused on the 9 out of 10 consumers that don't buy here today, and they can pause it for those ones that are already coming in. Makes sense. Okay, so as I told you, Sean, over the phone, it's very powerful technology. Hopefully, you'll agree. Did I impress you today with what we were able to share? Right. And, it's fast, consistently professional, High quality response every single time, exactly the standard that Jermaine would expect or want to deliver for consumers. And it's really, you know, second to none follow up to accelerate profits and more sales here. So what I need to do is, one, get the email address of your GSM so I could include him on the reactivations. And I just need to get your signature on this insertion order so we can get you going. You want to know how much, okay? Well, I'll walk you through that right now. What I just showed you is the best product we offer. All those bells and whistles, the strong, powerful analytics, all the good aspects is $17.50 a month. And we do have flavors of our product, for lack of a better term, to be able to meet any budget. So you can see that if you just wanted to do the quoting only, not the follow-up, that would be $1,200. And if you wanted to or needed to, for some reason, really use kind of a more of a bare bones product, a kind of starter package, not something I think Jermaine is probably interested in, but go through it. If you wanted to use that without regional inventory and without all these strong aspects, you could bring down the price accordingly. Discounts. Well, so there's a couple. One, I know Jermaine is a dealer group and has multiple stores. We do a 5% discount for 5 stores, 10% for 10 stores, and 15% for 15 stores. So that's one option. The other option is a 20% discount for any 6-month prepaid commitment. Okay, so get you down quite a bit if you were going that route. Okay, so it sounds like it sounds great. Well, let's start with the Mercedes store, the BMW store. We will quickly prove and show you the power of this product. And then as we add on others, we can take advantage of some of that, the discounting for volume. And of course, you could always, commit to 6 months up front and take it a step further. All right, so what I'm gonna need, I guess a couple things here, Sean. First, the product I just walked you through, we just released it. We were working on it for a good 9 months, and we just released it to the market. So there's some features that I've outlined on the screen here that are going to flip on after we've launched your store. And so most of these will be flipping on roughly about the same time you're going to be going live, actually, these ones in May. So the stock video tab, that wealth of information is taking us a while to get loaded in. Carfax tab, the CPO logos, those items will be appearing as we go live with you later this month. And then in June, the finance payment tool on the back end, the TrueCar tab, the share with friends, click the call, those will be going live. So, still the powerful product you saw, just some aspects flipping on a little bit later in the process. All right, so what I'm gonna need today is we're gonna do a call right here while I'm in your office. I can have you live in 10 business days. Yeah, I know, we really run a professional shop. We like to take care of folks and get them on board with the technology quick. So what I need to do is a call with you and our engineering team, where they can just log into your system, verify the access we have is adequate so that we can do things like your quote template setup and the integration with your backend systems. All right, so we'll go through that in a second. And then what'll happen, 3 days from now, you'll get quote designs, right? 5 business days from now, you're gonna get on a WebEx phone call and email with a key person, a launch manager from our team, and do your pricing specials on the backend tool. And then again, 10 business days from now, we'll be back here in your store, hands-on training with your team. All right, so let's go. Okay, Sean, here's the information you're gonna have to pull together real quick before we dial this, the AV call. So your vehicle locator login password, CRM login password, you can read through the list here, website provider, where do you want us to pull your inventory or used car inventory from? Give you a second to read through this. Okay, you've got all that information pretty much ready. All right, so what we'll do is we're gonna enter that information into a web form, and then we'll call our engineering team. And just want to make sure you have your email box open when we make that call in case they need to pop items back and forth to you. So they're going to test those logins and passwords on the fly to make sure they work, because if as long as they do, we can have you live in 10 business days. All right, so let me open this web page real quick, and we're just going to go through these and knock these out. You know, your dealership information, again, all those key logins. And once we hit submit, then we'll call the number and check it with the engineer. All right, so everything checked out with the engineer. And before I leave, Sean, I'm going to give you your homework. All right, not heavy lifting, but important homework nonetheless. So as they just went through on the AV call there, in 5 days, this coming Thursday at 2, you're going to do a call with the launch manager. And they're going to be asking you for your pricing specials, you know, any specials you want to run on your cars, and they're going to show you how to use the back end tool. So what I'm going to do is email you right now a quick and easy template. If you could just, I'm going to email it, if you could print out maybe 5 or so copies, so they're sitting there for you and you have it for the week. Great. So now that you've got those printed out, as you go throughout the next couple days, start jotting down the specials you're currently using and for internet pricing. And then again, on that call, our launch manager will just be going through the punch list of specials you have and showing you firsthand how to enter them. The other thing you want to take a look at here is the template, the disclaimer text that we provide is default in the quotes. You know, most folks don't change this much because it's pretty straightforward, but if there's anything you wanted to tweak, just let, again, the launch manager know on that call. Just get over 5 days. All right? So that's it, Sean. I'll be back here myself the following Thursday. Again, they gave us that day and time we're launching you. We'll do a great training with your team. Make sure that they're baselined and rock solid and feeling good about the product. And then it's onward and upward from there. It'll be a whole new day for Jermaine BMW. And you know, your consumers will be just blown away. So again, thanks for the time. See you in about 10 days.